Welcome to episode 44 of the 3MFA podcast. Rajasthan, a land of vibrant colors, rich history, and breathtaking landscapes, welcomes travelers with open arms. So many places to visit, and yet, there are a few that have to be on your bucket list. From majestic forts to the golden sands of the desert, Rajasthan puts such a beautiful spell on people that you just can't escape. If you're planning a trip to Rajasthan, then do add these places to your bucket list. These are some of the most haunted places in the state. And yet, they have a beautiful history that's attached to them. Today, we are uncovering the stories behind the haunted places in this incredible land. Imagine ancient forts with ghostly whispers and deserted towns hiding mysterious secrets. That's what we are exploring. The chilling tales that have been passed down for ages in Rajasthan. I'll take you through Bhangad Fort, known for its curses and eerie vibes, and walk the quiet streets of Kuldara, where the silence tells a haunting story of its own. But wait, there's more. We'll check out Jal Mahal, a palace sitting in the middle of a lake, and peek into many more places, now wrapped in spooky legends. I'll be your guide through these ghostly tales, the tragic romances, the curses, and all the creepy encounters that have made Rajasthan famous for its haunted places. Hello and welcome to the 3AMFA podcast. I'm Nikita Ferrao, mystery and thriller author. On this podcast, I talk about real crimes and real people. Due to the graphic nature of some of this content, listener discretion is advised. You can find the episode show notes on my website 3AMFA.com. Let's get started. Bhangad Fort. The Bhangad Fort in Rajasthan is said to be the most haunted place in India. Bhangad and its ruins are closed to visitors from sunset to sunrise, as it is believed that this is the time when the highest amount of paranormal activity takes place. The legend of Bhangad Fort goes something like this. During the 16th century, a tantric fell in love with Rani Ratnavati, a beautiful princess of Bhangad. Knowing that this wouldn't work, the tantric decided to use his magic to seduce her. But the princess found out and she sentenced him to death. Enraged at what had happened, just before his death, he cursed the place to doom and the town to be roofless and miserable forever. The locals believe that whoever goes near the fort after sunset will not make it out alive. Bhangad Fort is open to visitors from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Adventurers and thrill seekers alike have shared so many stories about things that have happened to them. As per the orders of the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, no one is allowed to go in after sunset. Now, so many things have happened. For instance, people have said to have heard this shouting noise and they assume that it was the tantric shouting. They have also heard a woman crying for help and the clinking sound of bangles. Right after the Bhangad Fort, the next most haunted place in Rajasthan is Kuldara. This wasn't just any town. It was completely deserted, taken care by the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI. The story behind Kuldara's haunting began with a big community of Paliwal Brahmins who used to live there. Legend has it that they abandoned the village overnight to protect the village head's daughter from being forcibly married to the state minister. Before leaving, they put a curse on the village, ensuring it will fall into ruins. Now when people visit Kuldara, they find a ghost town, a place with empty streets, houses without roofs, broken walls, and eerie-looking market lanes. there are only a few temples left standing. Tourists find it fascinating coming to see this ghostly place. But there are reports from investigators who claim to have experienced strange things while there, such as unusual voices, whispers, weird shadows, sudden change in temperature, and even handprints of people that have appeared on their cars. As the night approaches, people are warned not to stay back in Kuldara. It is said that this place becomes even more unsettling and people are requested to leave this place. Most of the stories that people say about the curse of Kuldara is said to be true. People have gone in with ghost detectors and even have recorded voices of the dead villagers. And these voices have even revealed names. There were also scratches on the cars, footprints of children in the mud. Too many to ignore. Kuldara is always open to the public, but it is requested to not be there after sunset. Nahargarh Fort. In Jaipur, there stands a magnificent fort called the Nahargarh Fort. This fort is perched on the edge of the Aravalli Hills, keeping a watchful eye over the Pink City. The walls of this fort were built tall, so tall that they seem to touch the sky. The reason? Well, they say that it was built that way because they wanted to keep the royals living inside, away from the outside world. But there's more to this fort than just beauty. A long time ago, a king named Sawai Raja Man Singh built this fort alongside Amer Fort and Jaigarh Fort. He poured all of his love and passion into making this fort a beautiful place, especially for his queens. But even after the king passed away, some say that his ghost still wanders within the walls of this fort. Despite all this beauty, there is a scary side to this story. The king's ghost is said to still haunt this fort with an eerie twist to its history. Visitors would whisper about sensing this presence, like someone was there, feeling as if the king's spirit was still lingering there. Now, I don't know how much of this is true, but it is said that when the fort needed renovation, the owner of the restoration organization was found dead, mysteriously in his house. Now, it's unsure if the fort had something to do with it. This fort is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rana Kumbha Palace. In Chittorgarh, there stands a palace known as Rana Kumbha Palace, and it holds a spine-chilling reputation as a haunted place in Rajasthan. Stories whispered about this palace were enough to make anyone's hair stand on end. They said that it was one of the most scariest spots in the whole state. Deep within its walls lies a secret chamber, and some claim to have heard this terrifying screams of a woman echoing through the halls. The history behind this haunting tale goes back to the time when the Sultan of Delhi, Alauddin Khilji, attacked the palace. Legend has it that Maharani Padmini, in order to protect her honor and that of her followers, performed an act called Jauhar. This act, which is called a self-immolation ritual, was performed with 700 female companions. Self-immolation means setting oneself on fire in the name of sacrifice. Since that tragic event, eerie incidents have said to have occurred at this haunted place. Many claim to have heard these haunting cries of women pleading for help to save their empire. A while back, a group of friends decided to stay back one night at this palace to observe any paranormal activities. And while exploring the passages, one of them heard a voice asking for help. Shocked, they suddenly turned around and saw a lady standing in royal attire with a burnt face. This palace is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. NH-79, Dudu Village. This highway, stretched between Ajmer and Udaipur in Rajasthan, has a scary reputation. Nearby was Dudu village, where a lot of scary stories circulated. A long time ago, back when child marriages were sadly very common in India, there was a really young baby, about only 5 days old. Shockingly, there were plans to marry her off to a 3-year-old boy. The mother didn't want this to happen, and so she ran away, hoping to find help on the nearby highway. But tragically, as she hurried along the road, a tourist vehicle came speeding by and hit her and the little baby. This was a terrible accident that took both their lives instantly. Ever since that dreadful day, stories circulated about spirits haunting the stretch of the highway and the nearby village. Some say they could still feel the presence of the mother and her baby. This tragic event left a mark in that area forever. Brij Raj Bhavan. In Kota, Rajasthan, there is a grand mansion known as Brij Raj Bhavan. Despite its majestic appearance, this place was not just any heritage hotel. It was believed to be haunted and is considered one of the most scariest spots in all of Rajasthan. The story behind the haunting went back to the time of Sepoy Mutini. There was a man named Major Burton who worked for the East India Company. Unfortunately, during those disturbing times, Indian militants attacked the Brij Raj Bhavan. Major Burton, along with his family, tragically lost their lives. Locals in that area would share chilling tales about the scary place, claiming that the ghost of Major Burton still roamed its walls. Despite its beautiful exterior, many believe that there is a haunting secret, a spirit that wandered through the halls, adding an air of terror to the mansion. Jagatpura. In a tourist place in Rajasthan, there is an area that has an eerie and haunted atmosphere. Surprisingly, this wasn't an abandoned place. It was where real people lived alongside what locals believed were witches. The history of this place can be traced back to a king who was not very kind. He was known for his greed and arrogance. During a time of hardship, when people in the village were starving, many cursed the king before they died. Legends whispered that the souls of these villagers who suffered and died because of the king still lingered in this area. Some claim that these lost souls are now reaching out to tourists, asking them for help. Despite being a place where people live their daily lives, this place is considered haunted. Even though it carries a haunted vibe, this place is always open to the public. Sudhabe. Near the Pushkar bypass, there is a place called Sudhabe. It isn't really haunted, but there is one day each year when it turns into something out of a nightmare, a ghost fair. During the special fair, people from all over the state would come. They believe that the evil spirits have taken hold of them, and the only way to get rid of it is to attend this fair. The main belief is that if you visited this fair and took bath in the holy well, then the evil spirits would leave you alone. It is a big event where people would come to have a fresh start. Jal Mahal. Jal Mahal is a breathtaking palace, a water palace that stands in the middle of Mansagar Lake. This palace is a wonder to behold with 5 stories, but there is something special about it. Of those 5 stories, 4 of them are submerged in water. Built around 300 years ago, Jal Mahal used to be a summer getaway for the king. But as time passed, it became abandoned and sat quietly in the middle of a lake. Despite being deserted, this palace is still very beautiful. The 5th floor, which is the only floor above water, has a beautiful architectural design. Tourists and locals would come and visit this place just to look at its beauty. If you are visiting Rajasthan, I would highly recommend you check out this place. This palace is open to the public from 12 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Delhi-Jaipur Highway. As the name suggests, this highway connects Delhi and Jaipur. Now, highways often have these spooky encounters or backstories, and the previous episodes that I've covered about haunted places in Delhi and haunted places in Shimla, you are bound to find haunted highways. And so is the case here. According to the legend, people claim that this highway became haunted and those who passed by had some really strange experiences. The story goes that the spirit of a woman who met her end in a car accident along this highway still appears to those who pass by. It is a scary legend that makes travelers very uneasy while going by, especially at night. Imagine driving by this lonely highway at night. How scary would it be, especially when you know the backstory? Chand Bauri. I have covered about Baulis before when I was talking about haunted places in Delhi. A Bauli is a stepwell with elaborate steps that leads down to a source of water. Here Chand Bauri is one such stepwell. But it's not just any stepwell. It is a very popular stepwell. If you watch Hindi movies, you have 100% seen this Bauri. This Bauri is the popular stepwell seen in the movies Bhoomi, The Fall, Bhool Bhulaiya and Paheli. Now picture this, a hidden wonder in a quiet village called Abhaneri. It's Chand Bauri, a massive stepwell built way back in the 1800 and 1900 CE by King Chanda of the Nikum dynasty. This place is a mix of ancient history and spooky tales. Chand Bauri is famous for being one of the oldest and biggest stepwells globally. But it also has a mysterious side. People say that it's haunted. Legends tell the story of a jinn, a supernatural being building this huge structure in just one night. That's impossible, right? But locals believe that this Chand Bauri was the work of a jinn. No one knows how it was built, who built it. They just know that it appeared out of nowhere in just one night. But here is an even more shocking part. People claim that no one has ever used the same stairs to go down and come back up. Some say that you can't even step on the same stairs twice. Now, whether that's true or not, it's unsure. To get to Chand Bauri, you have to head from Jaipur to Abhaneri, about 95 kilometers away. It's a bit of a journey, but it's totally worth it if you want to visit this beautiful place. Now, whether it's haunted or not, this place is magnificent and you have to visit it. I definitely want to. Of course, it has been a place where amazing movies, the most popular of all, Bhool Bhulaiya, was shot. Adding to this, there is also this excitement of hundreds of bats living inside, making it even more intriguing. If this episode has interested you, then you should definitely book a trip to Rajasthan and visit all these beautiful haunted places. But during the day, don't visit them at night. A big thank you to all my fellow listeners who have been listening to all my episodes. Thank you so much. Your listens, your support means a lot. If you love my podcast, if you love the stories that I put out, then please do follow me on whichever podcasting platform you are listening from. And please do leave a rating. It will really help me a lot. You can listen to me on other platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any other podcasting platform. If you are in India, you can always listen to my podcast on Gaana or JioSaavn. If you love to listen to strange and mysterious stories, then follow me on Instagram and YouTube, where I put out reels on such stories. These are completely different from the ones that I put out on my podcast, so do follow me on them. If you love travel, you can follow me on my travel channels. I'll link them also in the description. Until then, stay kind and stay safe out there.